Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis says that in Dura Mabul lo nikzera gzeira al dagim shebayam. The fish in the sea were not punished in Dura Mabul. Now, why is that so? So many of the Rishonim, the Ritva and Kedushin says it, and also some of the Mefarshim and Chumash, that the reason is that all the different chayas and behemos were mashchi darkom. They did znus. They made it with something which is not minum with other types of animals. Except for the fish remained pure, the fish remained with their own min. The Be'er and Tzenerin Dav Kufches Amudalev says the same idea, and he adds, Elav Davka Dogim, not only fish, but all sea creatures, they also were careful to not to be Mashchiz Darkom. The Ma'aral in the Guraye tells us a big insight. How do we understand why fish are different than other animals? Why all the animals were Mashchiz Darkom and the fish not? Says the Ma'aral, that when the animals, other creatures in the world are mashchis, it's not because they chose to do so. They don't have bchir chofshis, they don't have free will. But a human being, he has free will. When he does bad things, he influences everything around him. The entire world is being influenced by the Adam. And the Adam is shakua, is doing and dwelling in sin, he will cause animals around him to sin as well. He brings a rayo, the Rashi says in Bereishis, V'enochem Hashem nechomo el afonam shle boros ha'odom min el-yonim. Rashi says, Akbul was very happy, he didn't create Odom from the top, from the Shemaim. Why? Because if bro min el-yonim, I am mamri doysom. If he would be bro min el-yonim, he would make the malachim as well rebel against HaKadosh Baruch. So you see from here, when Odom sins, he causes everything around him to rebel, including all the animals. Mimele says the Ma'aral, all the animals are together with Adam. They live together in the same place. But fish have their own location. They're in the sea. So the Adam did not influence them as much. Here in Chidush HaGadol, the Ma'aral adds one more sentence. He says, Yesoid ha'aretz, or Yesoid nivda le'atzrim, and Yesoid ha'mayim. The land and the sea are two different places. They're considered to be two different arenas, different yesoidus, different places in the world that don't interact with each other. So that's why the fish considered to be separated from the Adam. And the Ma'aral adds more in Etzach Yisrael Perek Lamentes. And he says, anything which is more closer to the shleimus of the Bria, to the perfection of the Bria, so it's easier for him to lose his perfection. So the Adam is the creature in the world that is closest to perfection. Meaning he can bring himself to perfection. By him, he can ruin everything by doing something small which is wrong. Animals are not as much. Fish is further away. He says, what's the riot to that? He says, all animals need shchito. In order to make them edible, you need to come and transform them and be shaykhed them. If not, you lost the animal. Mashaykhed fish are not shleimus abriya. You don't have to kill them. You just take them out of the water and they're ready edible. So there's another thing that you see that Adam has a voice. He could speak. Animals also have voices. You can hear them. Fish, you cannot hear them. So Yimele says that animals, they were nifsad in the mabul because they are close to perfection. And fish are further away. Connecting that to what we learned before in the Ma'aral, fish belong to a different place, to a different location. They don't associate, they're not connected to the Adam. Animals are more connected. So in one hand they have more shleimus, and the other hand they have more of a hefsa. They can lose more when they mashchiz darkom. To conclude this, it's brought down some of the Sfarim, the Ben Yoyoda brings it in Sanhedrin Daf Kufches, that the reason why we eat fish on Shabbos is to come and show that there's no Gehenim on Shabbos, and the fish never had the Gehenim in the world, which was the Mabul. The Paradis Yosef in Pasha Shmini, he brings a Medrash Talpiyos that says that the reason we eat fish on Shabbos is to remind ourselves to be careful like the fish, not to be Mashchiz Darkoi. And he adds the Baal Shem Tov chose to live in Mezhebush because there was a lot of fish over there. He wanted to be close to where the fish is because the fish is the one who was not choyte and was not punished in the Mabul. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.